The Imitation of Christ, Part 8, Book 2, 4th Chapter, Purity of Mind and Unity of Purpose. A man is raised up from the earth by two wings, simplicity and purity. There must be simplicity in his intention and purity in his desires. Simplicity leads to God. Purity embraces and enjoys him. If your heart is free from ill-ordered affection, no good deed will be difficult for you. If you aim at and seek after nothing but the pleasure of God and the welfare of your neighbor, you will enjoy freedom within. If your heart were right, then every created thing would be a mirror of life for you and a book of holy teaching. For there is no creature so small and worthless that it does not show forth the goodness of God. If inwardly you were good and pure, you would see all things clearly and understand them rightly. For a pure heart penetrates to heaven and hell, and as a man is within, so he judges what is without. If there be joy in the world, the pure of heart certainly possess it. And if there be anguish and affliction anywhere, an evil conscience knows it too well. As iron cast into fire loses its rust and becomes glowing white, so he who turns completely to God is stripped of his sluggishness and changed into a new man. When a man begins to grow lax, he fears a little toil and welcomes external comfort. But when he begins perfectly to conquer himself and to walk bravely in the ways of God, then he thinks those things less difficult, which he thought so hard before. The 5th chapter, Ourselves. We must not rely too much upon ourselves, for grace and understanding are often lacking in us. We have but little inborn light, and this we quickly lose through negligence. Often we are not aware that we are so blind in heart. Meanwhile, we do wrong, and then do worse in excusing it. At times we are moved by passion, and we think it zeal. We take others to task for small mistakes, and overlook greater ones in ourselves. We are quick enough to feel and brood over the things we suffer from others, but we think nothing of how much others suffer from us. If a man would weigh his own deeds fully and rightly, he would find little cause to pass severe judgment on others. The interior man puts the care of himself before all other concerns, and he who attends to himself carefully does not find it hard to hold his tongue about others. You will never be devout of heart unless you are thus silent about the affairs of others and pay particular attention to yourself. If you pay attention wholly to God and yourself, you will be little disturbed by what you see about you. Where are your thoughts when they are not upon yourself? And after attending to various things, what have you gained if you have neglected self? If you wish to have true peace of mind and unity of purpose, you must cast all else aside and keep only yourself before your eyes. You will make great progress if you keep yourself free from all temporal cares, for to value anything that is temporal is a great mistake. Consider nothing great, nothing high, nothing pleasing, nothing acceptable, except God himself, or that which is of God. Consider the consolations of creatures as vanity. For the soul that loves God scorns all things that are inferior to him. God alone, the eternal and infinite, satisfies all, bringing comfort to the soul and true joy to the body. Chapter 6. The Joy of a Good Conscience. The glory of a good man is the testimony of a good conscience. Therefore, keep your conscience good, and you will always enjoy happiness. For a good conscience can bear a great deal, and can bring joy even in the midst of adversity. But an evil conscience is ever restive and fearful. Sweet shall be your rest if your heart does not reproach you. Do not rejoice unless you have done well. Sinners never experience true interior joy or peace, for there is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. Even if they say, "We are at peace, no evil shall befall us, and no one dares to hurt us," do not believe them, for the wrath of God will arise quickly, and their deeds will be brought to naught, and their thoughts will perish. To glory in adversity is not hard for the man who loves, for this is to glory in the cross of the Lord. But the glory given or received of men is short-lived, and the glory of the world is ever companioned by sorrow. The glory of the good, however, is in their conscience and not in the lips of men, for the joy of the just is from God and in God, and their gladness is founded on truth. The man who longs for the true eternal glory does not care for that of time, and he who seeks passing fame or does not in his heart despise it undoubtedly cares little for the glory of heaven. He who minds neither praise nor blame possesses great peace of heart, and if his conscience is good, he will easily be contented and at peace. Praise adds nothing to your holiness, nor does blame take anything away from it. You are what you are, and you cannot be said to be better than you are in God's sight. If you consider well what you are within, you will not care what men say about you. They look to appearances, but God looks to the heart. They consider the deed, but God weighs the motive. It is characteristic of a humble soul always to do good and to think little of itself. It is a mark of great purity and deep faith to look for no consolation in created things. The man who desires no justification from without has clearly entrusted himself to God. For not he who commendeth himself is approved, says St. Paul, but he whom God commendeth. To walk with God interiorly, to be free from any external affection, this is the state of the inward man. End of part 8.